ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به تخت اعلی.
In the path of the Imam.
In the name of God, salam dear listeners and welcome to this week's episode of the series In the Path of the Imam. In our earlier episodes, we pointed out that the father of the Islamic Revolution, late Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, was a self-built figure who had reached the pinnacle of piety and in accordance with Islamic teachings, developed a highly ethical relationship with people from various walks of life. We also spoke of his approach towards the deprived and disadvantaged strata of the society, noting that he acted kindly toward the poor and the needy, both in his personal life and in the political social arenas. We then elaborated on the outlook and behavior of the late Imam towards martyrs and their families. After presenting you glimpses of the steadfastness of that sage of the age during his 14 years of exile in the holy city of Najaf in Iraq, we spoke of the commitment of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran to the rules, regulations, and administrative hierarchy, as well as his outlook in this regard that led to consolidation and institutionalization of the Islamic system of government in the shortest possible time, despite crises and hardships. Today we focus on the firmness of the decisions of the late Imam Khomeini. Please stay tuned. Among the vulnerabilities of all political systems, including revolutionary, is the lobbying of individuals, figures, and groups who are intent on affecting national decisions, policies, and plans in favor of their own interests through formation of relations with the ruling elites and bodies. These groups and individuals, who are referred to as beneficiary groups, always intend to infiltrate the centers of power in a bid to advance and promote their economic and social goals and vested interests through various means, including threats. These groups attach importance to gaining access to political figures, especially senior ruling officials, in a bid to change the decision-making processes of the country in line with their own vested interests. Imam Khomeini, who was well aware of this problem, effectively blocked all possible avenues for infiltration of mischievous beneficiary individuals and groups, demonstrating his firmness in the face of opportunistic individuals and groups, while maintaining permanent communications and contacts with people from all walks of life. One of the main mechanisms for influencing senior political leaders is manipulation of news and reports reaching the senior officials. In this approach, the ruling elites, due to lack of precise and accurate information of the ongoing events, are likely to be influenced by other persons and figures, especially their close associates. This enables the beneficiary groups and individuals, through lobbying, with the associates of the high-ranking official to lay the ground for realization of their own vested interest. The late Imam Khomeini was always sensitive and vigilant toward this vital issue and never allowed the channelization of news and reports that were presented to him. One of his techniques to overcome this plague was to receive news and information from different sources and to analyze them after checking and rechecking. For instance, when informed of the sinister goals of the West propaganda tirade against Iran, he used to carefully study the released news and data. The late Imam was regularly informed of the fake news which were released and aired by different Western networks, especially BBC News Channel. In this way, the news and data at his disposal couldn't be manipulated. As a result, all avenues of infiltration by the enemies of the Iranian nation and the Islamic system of government were blocked. Imam Khomeini, in order to receive precise news and information and to prevent possible infiltration of enemies, even confronted, in a well-intended manner, those who did not reflect negative reports to him, while telling them to precisely and fully inform him of all events without any censorship. One of the main and highly effective approaches against manipulation of news and reports and prevention of any possible infiltration by the enemies is to maintain direct relations with the people. The late Imam, both during the pre- and post-revolution periods, maintained relations with masses of people and directly listened to their views and remarks, which enabled him to be fully informed and aware of the ongoing developments and events of the community and the country. Furthermore, the late Imam, in order to prevent the lobbying and infiltration by others, called on his associates to fully inform him of the ongoing events and developments without the least censoring. Dear listeners, many thanks for tuning in today. We will continue this discussion next week. God bless you and take care.